hear you. The question is, can you hear me? Top of the evening to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, freedom fighters, and, well, even the rest of you. Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, go figure. It's time to go on the air, and my phone rings. It's like, well, not a lot I can do for you. Another interesting day in the news, I guess, and I get to the point that I just can no longer pay a heck of a lot of attention to it. I just was watching Lou Dobbs, who had the illustrious Senator Duncan Hunter on, or representative, whatever he is. Let's just say I'm not impressed. Hunter is all smitten with his fence along the border that he said will be completed by 2009, and Lou Dobbs tells him, well, that's just not soon enough. By the way, Dobbs had an interesting program the other night with Juan Sutton, you know, the attorney down in Texas, the whatever, prosecuting attorney, whatever. And it was a pretty interesting show. Sutton, of course, speaks out of both sides of his mouth with nothing more than spewing out the corporate policy of the Bush administration. Dobbs ran a survey asking the American people if they believe the Bush administration needs to come forth by releasing all the documentation they have on the Ramos-Compion prosecution and incarceration. 98 or 96% of the people who took the poll said yes. How amazing. Grace. This hour is brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group, purveyors of fine precious metals, etc., etc. The chat room is open. During the course of this program, I hope you'll join us at www.federalobserver.com. Quick market things. I can't figure it out. I called Robbie yesterday about 45 minutes before airtime, before he went on the air. I've been driving through Scottsdale, which is notoriously overpriced to begin with, and here we sit with the fact that a gallon of regular unleaded fuel hit $2.89 a gallon yesterday. Robbie said it was over $3 over by him, and I'm going to tell you, as the crow flies, it's not even 3 miles. Now, you're going to tell me it costs an extra 13 cents a gallon to transport that fuel that much further over? Oil is, from what I'm told earlier today, in the upper $60 a barrel figure again. The gas pumps ain't waiting. They're pumping it up higher and higher every single day. All of this, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 48 points today. The NASDAQ up less than a point. The S&P up a little over 5 points. Oil's up. They slapped gold and silver down again. And when we come back, I'll give you the daily figures there. Oh, what the heck. Gold at 661, silver at 1331, platinum at 1240. This doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Oh, that's right. We've been told that the economy of the dollar is, and the dollar is getting stronger. I'll see you on the flip side of the break. Stick around. We're going to have an interesting hour, folks.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Border, she's open. Anybody can come across tonight. Just por favor to bring the bananas. Oh, my goodness. Well, at least coming back from the break, it's a good upbeat piece of music, you know. Some of you folks weren't even alive when Richie Valens did the original version of that. Yeah, he's the guy that also did the song called Donna. Amazing Grace. I've just got some updates on the phone call that John had toward the end of his program. Nobody was there, but it apparently the phone number tracks back to somewhere in the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Now, isn't that interesting? What's the price of bananas at market close? Ain't going there tonight. Yes, we have no bananas. Let me ask you a question. How is your ancient history where the Bush administration is concerned? I mean, come on, you go back 4, 5, 6 years. For a lot of people in this country, that is ancient. Do you remember way, way back after Hurricane Katrina when Waldo was doing lip service to the country's poor folk? Not quite so ancient history was the news media noticing in early to mid-2006 that, well, Junior's lips had apparently got tired and that poor Americans were way down on his list of domestic issue priorities. You know, Bush got interested in the poor just before his spring break to South and Middle America earlier this month. I mean, this is the 29th day of March, 2007. And it was only just a couple of weeks ago in ancient history that Junior was down in South and Central America and Middle, you know, all that good stuff. And oh boy, there were all sorts of riots and protests against him and blah, 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 blah. In an interview published in a half a dozen or so Latin newspapers, Bush criticized the economic model of Venezuelan counterpart Hugo Chavez, saying that it would lead to more poverty. Bush said, "I strongly believe that government-run industry is inefficient and will lead to more poverty. What? Those words emanated from our illustrious decider-in-chief's mouth? He says, I strongly believe that government-run industry is inefficient and will lead to more poverty. Bush then replied to a question on Chavez's economic model, which included nationalizations and strong state intervention, all of which, of course, is what we are living here in America today. Strong state intervention, nationalizations in many respects. I mean, come on, folks, you know, the government took over Amtrak, and we know what happened there. You know, there's no end of bitter irony in Bush's assertion. No more than 2 weeks before he made those statements, reports in American and foreign news media revealed that, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, there is more and more poverty in these United States of America. The extent of U.S. poverty has been worsened, no doubt, by Bush's own economic model. Industry-run government. I mean, that really is who is running government, is industry. Lobby organizations, the big oil companies, the big automobile manufacturers. Oh, let's not forget Tyson Chicken. I mean, it tastes just like chicken. Oh, I was talking about spotted owls. I'm sorry. Industry-run government, all of which in the Bush administration is accompanied by his noblesse oblige prescriptions for addressing poverty, such as encouraging people to donate to charity and volunteer at homeless shelters and soup kitchens. The unfortunate thing is that so many of the people who would like to volunteer there can't afford to get the gas to get down there to get the free bowl of soup. How many of you remember 40 years ago? Because it's been over 40 years ago since one Lyndon Baines Johnson and his birds and his ladybirds and everything else declared their war on poverty. I like that. War on poverty. Kind of like war on drugs. War on cancer. Government never wins those wars. Oh, they do. But we don't. While Johnson's programs did reduce poverty short term, especially among the elderly, they were derailed by the Vietnam War and later by an effective business-sponsored so-called right-wing attack on big government social spending. The Bush budgets, while adding more and more to defense and homeland security funding, have carved more and larger chunks away from programs that benefit working families, single mothers, children, and the poor. Even programs that have been successful in helping the poor become more self-sufficient. And the results, my friends, since 2001, the year that George W. Bush or Jr. or Waldo or whatever you want to call him, as he took office, the number of poor Americans has climbed from 33 million to 37 million people. Imagine that. In 2001, we actually had 33 million people in the poverty rolls in this country? That unto itself is appalling to consider. Now it's 4 million more. I bet that's the 4 million that used to work in the textile industries, manufacturing carpet, and those who worked in the furniture industries down in the Carolinas, building furniture that we used to be able to buy made in America. Some 12.6% of the American population, 20% of them children, live below the poverty line, ladies and gentlemen. 47 million Americans, 17% of the population, lack health insurance. That is a record high. Inequality has almost never been worse than it is today. Wages now make up the lowest share of national income, and corporate profits have grown to the largest share since the Fed started collecting such data in 1947. Think about that. Wages make up the lowest share of the national income. That's called the working man and woman of America. There's few of us working, earning a wage, earning a decent living, earning a living of any kind at all. And unless you think that's the end of it, understand there's more, lots more. Republic-wrapped fiscal and economic policies have encouraged more and more corporations to move traditionally good-paying American jobs
to other countries. I sit in New Delhi and fix computer by telephone. I will take your credit card purchase. I will update your MasterCard, all from New Delhi.
I realize that may sound offensive to some of you. It might even sound racist. It's not meant to be. It's meant to hammer home a point. More and more corporations during the Bush administration have moved traditionally good-paying American jobs to other countries. No. Let's be fair to Junior. It didn't just start in his administration. It was going on in Billy Bob's administration as well. Willie J., whatever you want to call him. Oh, and let's not forget Daddy's administration. Daddy, of course, certainly placated big business. Many private employers that still remain in the U.S. are dropping health insurance from their benefit plans, or they're requiring employees to pay premiums that they can't afford. Now, look, I realize that I'm getting older. It was just a few years ago that my wife, as a teacher, was paying, I don't know what, X number of dollars a month in health insurance premiums. Hers was always free as the benefit, the employee, the teacher. Okay? But she could also cover myself and our two children, and for a short period of time, our granddaughter, when they were all living with us. And let me tell you something, folks. It only cost a couple hundred bucks, I think maybe $400 a month. Now, that was a lot. Well, the kids are no longer on the policy. The granddaughter's not on the policy, but guess what? My wife is paying that much money a month just for me. Now, something is rotten in the state of Arizona. The number of Americans in debt or at risk of losing their homes to foreclosure, well, we've hammered that one home for the last several months now. It's escalating. News media coverage of outrageous compensation packages for corporate CEOs has forced attention on the concentration of wealth at the top. The share of income going to the richest 1% of families doubled from 1980 to 2004, while their federal tax burden has fallen by one-third. One of the participants in the chat room, Drehouse, says that soon prisoners will be taking your credit card orders. Think about that. It's actually been happening for a long time. Very common, 6 o'clock at night, your phone to ring. Somebody's got a credit card purchase, nice low introductory rate. It's usually a female prisoner behind bars. Stick around. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit more about this issue, huh?
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Pitney.
If we stop to gaze upon a star, people talk Pitney. About how
given what we've allowed to happen here. Interesting choice of music. Takes you back to the early 60s. Life was simpler then. Maybe because we knew less then. Our producer said because the mob ruled. There's different ways of looking at that. I frankly think that this country would be better off if Tony Soprano was sitting in the White House. At least you'd know exactly where he was coming from, and if you got out of line, you'd be snuffed out. According to a recent New York Times report, Michigan and Ohio have lost over a half a million manufacturing jobs since, oh, there's that magic number again, 2001. Numerous more were lost before then. Add to that the tens of thousands more recently due to the auto industry's layoffs and early retirements and buyouts. Of course, all those layoffs boomerang into other related industries, causing tens of thousands more jobs and homes losses, leading to yet more abandoned homes and blighted neighborhoods. And ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. Vacant homes are being vandalized. Squatters are moving into them, trashing up your neighborhood. Some of the pictures I've seen that prove this remind me of the so-called normal conditions that prevail in all the so-called third world countries, of which we are soon becoming a part of. The mayor of Shaker Heights, and I'm not going to get into that whole thing tonight, there's no time, says it's just the beginning. Shaker Heights, by the way, is a more affluent neighborhood somewhere out there. Imagine a condition of such spreading collapse that a city with now much reduced revenues would be compelled to set up a special program to tend to those abandoned homes to prevent the situation from worsening. Well, my friend Angie Carlson sent me an email a couple hours ago, and there was this whole story about Shaker Heights attached to it, etc. She says, we've arrived, ladies and gentlemen. We've arrived at that point in the nation's history where the great turnaround is no longer invisible to most. Or merely a hint for those just passing through, but is becoming a condition now painfully obvious in many, many areas all over the nation. It was easy to ignore or avoid the several dozen long ago collapsed towns and cities whose yesteryear industries were depleted in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and of which only city planners ever talked about in some respects. Ignore. Yeah, we ignored it so long, thinking it could never happen to us. And yet now the tragedy of ruined lives and the ensuing blight is spreading to many more cities and towns all over the nation. And it's getting closer to you and I. And yet it's already there for a good number of us in this country today. How interesting. One of the things I've talked about at length over the last couple months, and I guess maybe there's a portion of the listeners that don't get it. And maybe they don't get it because they're not directly affected. But understand that we are all indirectly affected due to taxation. My friend Paul up in Barre, Massachusetts called me a little over an hour ago and informed me that in his state, apparently they are going to be increasing the tax on gasoline. Well, I guess the government has made a decision in Taxachusetts. You know, that's the state where Kerry and Kennedy and Barney come from. You know, the fat little purple dinosaur that sits in the House of Representatives. You go figure it out for yourself. They're going to raise the taxes because the state of Massachusetts obviously figures, well, wait a minute. If the big oil companies can increase their profitability, what's wrong with our doing the same thing? Problems, my friends, in subprime mortgage loans are now beginning to spread into subprime automobile loans and subprime commercial loans. Now, just if we want to talk about nothing but the subprime auto and truck loans alone, these are the ones where good credit, no bad, you know, good credit, no credit, bankruptcy, repos, the whole nine yards, they'll get you financed. Every major city in the country's got some sleazebag car dealership, usually a big name one representing big name stuff that's on there. We got Mr. Ed, Mr. Charles. Call Mr. Charles. He'll clean up your credit. He'll get you a loan and help you rebuild. Subprime lending, baby. $34 billion outstanding, much of it now at risk. Yeah, it affects you. Stick around. I'll see you in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Sun, yeah. Dark days ahead. The day will come that words of Jim Morrison will become more true than we can ever imagine. Simply amazing. Where do we leave off? The subprime auto and truck loans alone in this country totaled $34 billion. How did we ever get to the point that many people were financially so upside down that they had to go to the secondary loan market to be able to afford a vehicle? Now, I don't know what the numbers are anymore. It's been a long time since I've looked. But if you take, let's try this, 34, okay, that's million. And this should be billion. Divided by, let's just say 30,000, because I think that is actually the average. I'm going to tell you what. That means there's just over 1.1 million, this is just an average, people who were allowed to get an automobile but they had to go to subprime lenders. I guess that's why there's so many Cadillac Escalades running around the country with 20-inch, you know, $6,000 and $8,000 rims and tires and the whole nine yards. And of course, you can feel the vehicles coming down the road from four blocks away. Boom, 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 boom. And as for the rest of the loans that were made to shaky borrowers without proper credit standards, the total may reach far beyond $34 billion, but in fact into the hundreds of billions. And so what about politics? Think about this, and I've never thought about it this way. Isn't the United States government operating at subprime levels? And aren't the candidates for next year's presidential election also less than prime? Oh, where, dear listeners, shall we begin? There were no big breaks in the financial markets yesterday, but the mill wheels kept grinding, turning the pretensions of the smart, the conceits of the powerful, the assets of the rich, all into dust. When standards go out the window, they just don't go out of windows in trailer parks and ghettos, I'll tell you that. They go out of windows in gated communities in Florida and Washington. And they'd go out of windows of skyscrapers in Manhattan and London. If you could only open the windows. I know a few people I might open the window for. Even in education, in art, standards slip. Look at the kid's report card last night. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. The kid needs to work harder, says his science teacher. His math teacher says he's performing below capacity. His Latin teacher says, worked okay, but he could be doing better. Well, the half-empty part of the glass was obvious, but there was the half-full part. Kid does his homework until midnight every night and works on it at least 8 hours each weekend, and still his teachers ain't satisfied. Welcome to the math and public school system, baby. Check the kid's grades, his class ranking. Found that he's above average in what must be one of the toughest schools. Oh, wait a minute. That's a school with standards. Is there something wrong? We have the kid in the wrong school? From what we've heard, in most of the schools in America, students get passing grades, even though they frankly don't know a damn thing. Simply amazing. I talked about art. My wife came back from an exhibit of Greek statues recently attributed to, I don't know, Praxiteles or his imitators. It was unbelievable, she remarked. The sculptures had such dignity. It's incredible that they were done more than 2,000 years ago. The thought then crossed our mind, how many of today's artists could create a beautiful statue out of a block of marble? The blocks of marble are not our beat on this program, so we'll go back to money. What is endangering America's money is the same thing that is undermining its position in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Slipping standards. Well, these are words I share with you from Bill Bonner over at Daily Reckoning, but I don't know if I would agree with him regarding slipping standards. I didn't think we had any left at all in this country. Slipping standards is what it brought about. Fifth. Never mind. Of the so-called Big E's. Bonner says we began to review our four Big E trends the other day. Energy, experimental money. That's the faith-backed dollar. That's what we've got, experimental money. The exodus of power and wealth from the West to the East. Today we look at the fourth. It's called the Empire. And when we say that America is an empire, it's neither a matter of desire nor reproach. It's simply an observation. Some of you think it's unpatriotic or maybe un-American to notice or to make statements, but while a good husband doesn't notice when his wife gets fat, perhaps the citizen with his wits about him might do well to keep a close eye on his government, who, by the way, has also gotten pretty fat. And if he looks carefully at America circa 2007, he or she will see that it more closely resembles an empire rather than a modest republic. our troops, our culture, our commerce, all impose themselves over almost the entire planet. Now, empires must be empires and follow the imperial path from humbug to farce to disaster. They must believe what isn't true, that they have some intrinsic inalienable advantage. They must relax their standards as they stretch and then overstretch until they have stretched too far. Pop goes the rubber band. $9 trillion in federal debt. A fiscal gap of $50 trillion wide. An $800 billion trade deficit. An everlasting war on terror. And in today's news comes word that the United States is no longer technology king. The BBC reported this morning that the U.S. has lost its position as the world's primary engine of technology innovation. That according to a report by the World Economic Forum. The U.S. is now ranked 7th in the body's league table measuring the impact of technology on the development of nations. And the deterioration of the political and regulatory environment in the U.S. prompted the fall. And there's more bad news. Alan Binder writes in the Wall Street Journal that globalized competition could cost the United States as many as 40 million jobs over the next two decades. Ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago, I was 9 years old. America was the world's most competitive economy. And now Asians have an edge when it comes to low-cost production, and Europeans have an edge when it comes to innovation and high-quality production. The empire is peaked out. Is it time for the empire to strike back? What will the empire do when it can no longer pay its bills? And I'm afraid to tell you, folks, we're about to find out. That is a tough one for many of us to swallow. A lot of those of us who are on the airwaves after in excess of a decade have been trying to tell America these things for 10, 11, 12, 13 years or thereabouts. Far too few Americans have elected to tune into the alternative media. And I'm going to tell you something. Those people have continued to tune into people like Bill O'Reilly and Katie Couric, and Entertainment Tonight, and Inside Edition, and all the rest of this stuff. Very few of those programs ever even begin to skirt the real issues. They are bought and paid for by the administration and their lobbyists and their minions. When America falters, it makes you look back to the original Star Wars series. And it might even be worth your sitting down, and I'm not talking about the later ones that were done. I never did see them. I wasn't interested. But the original Star Wars trilogy, I think, is worth looking at, because who is Darth Vader in this play we are living through in America today? Or is Darth Vader merely a metaphor for the empire itself? I mean, think about it. You could not see Darth Vader's face. Oh, we all recognize the voice. But that was a movie. But you couldn't see his face. The faceless enemy of the empire. We see George Bush's face every single day. Is George Bush the enemy? Is our president the enemy? Let me share something with you. He is a tool of the enemy. Darth Vader stands behind George Bush every time Junior opens his mouth. But Darth Vader might be Dick Cheney. I don't think it's Karl Rove. They're all merely mouthpieces, hired guns to do the bidding of the elite. These are things to think about. These are things to compare. It's worth pulling those old tapes out or renting them or getting them on DVD and watching again. It gives one hope that maybe the empire, meaning you and I, will strike back at the real enemies. You know, I talk to people every day. They got their guns, they got their ammo, they're loaded. You want my weapons, you can have them, but you can have what comes out of the barrel first. And you got your food, your gold and silver, all of which is fine so long as we can exist, so long as we are not picked up and incarcerated. Bill O'Brien and I still speak almost every day. A lot of interesting things going on behind prison bars. Maybe Bill will be happy to join us next week. I'll be the long haul next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I think with some of the new information that's come before us, I think it might be a good idea to have Bill come up once again. Let's make sure we got enough to fill up the hour with. I'm sure we can. Major changes going on. People being moved from the prison system in New Mexico being transferred to... Now, this is in the state prison system in New Mexico, being transferred to the state prisons in Illinois. This ain't fed. This is state. I guess this must be a part of the new prison system's lend-lease program. Amazing. Tuesday night, we came on the air talking to you about something we've had a lot of requests for. We've had a good number of people order this. The All-American Gold Package from Republic Trading Group. All 50 coins in about uncirculated condition. Five each of the $20 St. Gaudens, the $10 Indian coin. 10 of the $5 Indian coin and 5 of the $2.50 Indians. Those are all referred to as the Indian set. But along with this package, you also get 5 each of the $20 Liberty, the $10 Liberty, 10 of the $5 Liberties, and 5 of the $2.50 Liberties. A big, huge 50-piece gold coin set from Republic Trading Group. All American gold. All lawful, legal, constitutional tender, most of which minted from the very late 1870s up to 1932. About uncirculated condition. I'm telling you, it is still a spectacular buy. And as I mentioned on John's show the other day, this package, which is currently selling for $19,965 delivered, is being offered elsewhere by some of our competitors for between $23,000 and $25,000. You can buy it from us tonight at $19,965. And given the direction that I believe the market is going long haul, I don't think it's going to be too long before that package is going to be selling for between $30,000 and $40,000. If you've got the funds, you've got the wherewithal, you've got your family protected and cared for in every other way, you want to add some more gold to your holdings, this All-American Gold Package is a great way to go. But Bennett, I don't have $20,000 to spend right now. I've only got $10,000. Guess what? You call us. We'll work it out. We'll make the package work for you. We'll cut and paste. We'll pull some of this out and add over here. But for those of you who want the big package, 1-800-691-7898 the All-American Gold Package from Republic Trading Group. 1-800-691-7898. And based upon my conversations with all three of my suppliers this week, the 2.5s and the 5s are getting extremely hard to get, and even the 10s are beginning to tighten up. They're out there, but not in the kind of numbers they were available in 6 months ago. This stuff is being purchased. Take advantage of it. 1-800-691-7898. Stick around. I'll see you in about 3 minutes.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
My friends, the final moments on the flip side. Rob will be back behind the microphone tomorrow evening. Next week he'll be on the short haul, I'll have the long haul. Well, that's the plan. You know, one never knows. I mean, in the general scheme of things, we're not in charge of much of anything. We're not, as human beings, in control, even though We like to think we are. I will be out of the office tomorrow. My phones will be forwarded if there's a need for you, any of you to reach me. Chat room has been good. Numbers are very strong. Interesting group of folks that come in here, including someone who calls themselves Good Friend, who I'm told is not a human, that the guy says, you people seem to be the followers that this country is becoming famous for, and try some free thinking. Well, obviously, Good Friend may not be in the right place. You know, I think that's the whole point, is we are far more free thinkers than the talking heads on the mainstream news, be it TV, radio, newspaper, whatever the case may be. My goals for 13 years on the air have been to basically say, folks, wake up, use your... Yeah, right, Rita, I'm an android. There is time my wife's think that. She thinks I'm a little stiff, you know. And don't go off in some other directions with that stuff, folks. It is amazing. I have been committed for many years to challenge people to think outside the box, to act, to react, to prepare for the probability of implosion. And there will be an implosion, and we will survive it, other than in biblical proportions. I'm teasing you, Rita. I knew that. And the fact of the matter is that one day we will feel, we will face biblical implosion. The end is near. Jesus is coming. Yeah? But there's another way to look at it. You see, Jesus is with me. And he's probably with an awful lot of you. But the fact of the matter is that he's coming in another form at another time. But it's on his time clock, not ours. Don't you dare have the audacity to try to pick the day and the time. Quit toiling in the fields, folks. Get to work. Take your family back, your neighborhood back. Route out the bad guys. The mother truckers are coming. We'll see you in Washington. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural